This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Nutra Medical Report. We have our team here. We have John W. Spring, and we should have Josh Bernstein shortly, and Simon, our caller from Florida. So, Josh, I'd like you to give us the latest update. I'm so anxious to hear your positive news. What's going on?
Well, the latest is, I don't know if you saw it, it's on the homepage of my website, but I had a chance to be on the Young Turks Network, which is a very far-left network. I was actually shocked that they had the balls to even have me on, to be quite honest. And
really?
So I had the opportunity to do a debate, although I wouldn't really call it a debate, with a Dr. Rashad Ritchie, a black professor know-it-all who thought that he could out-debate the great Josh Bernstein. And I was pretty much handing his ass to him throughout the entire interview. And at one point, around the 10-minute and 49-second mark, he decided to mute my microphone and continued to talk over me. And then while I was muted and couldn't hear, I found this out later when I watched the replay, he was saying, "Your privilege don't work with me, brother. Your privilege don't work with me, brother. You just bumping them gums and nobody hearing you." So here we have a professor, a doctor of whatever, trying to out-debate me. I kick the living hell out of him, crush him, and he gets so frustrated and so flustered that he cuts my microphone. If you haven't seen the quote-unquote interview, it was really not an interview. It's on the homepage of JoshBernsteinUncensored.com. Please go check it out.
I'll put it up in the picture right now so they can actually see the picture of you in this nutball. Here he is.
No, nutball is not the answer. I mean, the question. He was really, really out there.
Well, I think it's amazing to me. Our former President Obama, his mama was white. So they mentioned about the fact that he's actually half white. And also, he's not a regular black. He's a Kenyan. Do people know that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, they probably don't pay attention to that. I don't know if...
I know his grandma actually celebrates the fact over if you go to be a tourist in Kenya... You can go to the hospital where they have awards there for folks to go see that he actually,
Yeah, the little half-black baby was born in Kenya. I know that. But yeah, this Dr. Rashad Ritchie wants me back on the program, which is unbelievable. So I don't know, maybe he's a glutton for punishment. He wants another ass-chewing. I don't know. Maybe it's
and just make sure you can't mute your microphone.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
You know what I do is I put him on your show. That way, if there's any muting, you can say, "Listen, I'm not going to mute you, even if you have a muted brain."
Yeah, I have debated lots of liberals in the past, and I've never ever lost a debate, and I never will lose a debate because I have the truth and the facts on my side. So I was taken back that they even had the balls to, try to even debate me. Nobody out debate Bernstein, that's for sure. And I'm not bragging. I'm just stating the fact.
No, you're very good. You're my bro, okay?
I absolutely crushed him.
Well, you do have a cape and a spandex suit, and you can't fly near the speed of light.
Well, there it is. But the bottom line is it was entertaining. It was fun. And if he wants me to crush him again, I don't know. I don't know if I'll do it only because he cut my microphone. Why would I want to go back on a show where the guy couldn't win and then decide to cut my microphone? Perhaps if he paid me a certain amount of money, I would consider doing it. Or, to be honest, it would be really fun to go after the big dogs on that network.
Here's the thing I find bizarre about this guy and all these people who push the critical race theory. The victims of critical race theory are black people, black on black crime. It's his own brothers and sisters that are being put to death. Not only in utero, seven times more than normal white kids or Hispanic, but black-on-black crime, it only seems like in Chicago or Mary Lightfoot. They should say she's Lightfoot, all right. She's light-brained. When you look at this woman, she looks like she's just on a day pass out of a psych facility. And she gets so unhinged, she's copying things over and over and over again. I'm thinking, please give her some medications. Please don't let her get near a microphone again. Please, you know, have enough sense.
Yeah.
And then she's going to apparently not be out and remove her office for 2 years. Chicago,
yeah, she,
you people, you've lost it.
She hates white people so much that her 7 foot tall, whatever you call that thing, wife is white. And so she'll talk to her, I guess, every night, but she won't talk to a reporter who's white. Beetlejuice is what I call her. And you know what they say? If you say Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice 3 times, maybe she disappears. I don't know. But her city is in siege. Her city is a murder, mayhem, whatever you want to call it, each and every night. And this professor had the audacity to say that they're hiring more cops and that the city's not as bad as they say it is. I said, are you kidding me? I gave him crime bureau statistics from the FBI right on the air.
Right.
I went right through all the different states, and I explained how the murder rate has gone up as they have cut the police and the police's funding. I mean, it's common sense. Mickey Mouse can figure that out, okay? If you cut the police, crime's going to go up, okay? Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a professor from some asshole, you know, Ivy League school that, you know, promotes Marxism.
Well, I'll tell you what, one of the conditions I think you should have before you get to, he needs what's called a Quig scan. You know what a Quig scan is? It's a quantitative electroencephalogram. You put little gel electrodes in the brain, and you can tell if he has voltages in his frontal lobe and if there's any coherence of the frequencies there in other parts of his cortex. And tell him that you get the right to not have your mic muted if he has no frontal cortex, which I can guarantee. He loses the right to mute your mic if there's, on this Quig scan, there's no frontal activity. How's that?
Yeah. It was a joke. I mean, seriously, it was an embarrassment. He should be ashamed of himself. He calls himself a journalist. He calls himself a radio talk show host. Give me a break. I've got more integrity in my pinky than this guy has had.
Well, actually,
and he thinks he knows everything. And I literally jack stomped him and intellectually eviscerated him into a million pieces.
Why do these people get so arrogant they think they can even take on somebody that's decent and has logic and evidence and facts?
Right.
And somehow they'll deny the facts. For example, they're hiding 14,000 hours of tape regarding the January 6th, and they're calling it an insurrection. The only one killed was Ladishley Babbitt, who lived within 35 miles of me here, former Air Force lady, and her husband trying to find out who the hell shot her in the neck, and she bled to death right on sight. Nobody else died. They were behind the rope lines, all the people who were there, and they were invited into the place, and then they wanted to pretend that it was an insurrection. This is a liocracy. And
yeah, remember the Russian collusion? We found out that it was the full deep state, the FBI, the CIA, all that. Guess what? The January 6th thing was all set up by the FBI, the CIA, you know, all of them, because they knew that we were going to be there. They knew that we were going to try to have the House of Representatives pick the president, and they said, we already stole the election. We already did everything that we've done. Here we are at the last minute. We've got to do something else to make sure that our steal is still in place. Well, I got news for them. The Arizona audit is done. The results are going to be coming out pretty soon, and we are going to see the results. And once that happens, you're going to see an avalanche of more forensic audits done. And I will be one of the people that will be forcing and pushing other state legislatures around the country to get them done. So
no, I heard,
Department of Justice and FBI, you ain't stopping Bernstein. Bernstein's
right now,
stopping you.
I heard a comment earlier before the show with Simon that a lot of the legislatures could be out of operation. They've been working on these audits in conjunction with Arizona for months now. This is not going to go away. And also that, right. It's no longer the state legislature. It's independent auditing forensic commissions that are not dependent on having to be sitting in a legislative seat. And this is a crime against not only America, but the entire human race. The only stopgap against the human race being decimated by the Grand Reset and the human race being turned into walking cyborgs. I saw another presentation by Dr. Made, who repeated and expanded what she said before, and I agree with her. But I know far more. In fact, if I was actually able to talk to some of these characters, because none of these doctors, including one who showed respect for Deagle, even though now I have the treatment, the cure for all coronaviruses, and we're launching our study today. We finished the final documents. I'm also going to be meeting on Saturday with a billionaire investor who wants to expand it to provide for all American people worldwide, and we have the finances and so on to do that now. Okay? I have also the way of rescuing your body and improving with lab tests that I can rescue from the goddamn cyborg vaccines is what they are. They should call them cyborg termination vaccines. And if you think this is not a crime against humanity, it makes Nuremberg look like a garden party. How's that? It's that bad.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871. Or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Interesting. That guy is an ignorant, aggressive, non-historical mugger, informational mugger. I would call him an info mugger. He doesn't even let you finish the sentence where he says, and then he calls you brother, and then he says ignorant things about the fact you're quoting facts, and he cuts you off and says something that's totally non-factual.
He doesn't want his left-wing zombies to hear the truth. But you know what? Let me say this: I ain't your brother. okay? I ain't your brother. If you wanna sound and talk like a hood rat, take the suit off and go riot and blow up a building, you scumbag.
Right. Thing is, he must hate his black brothers and sisters because all of their actions of black. You know what did you say? I will talk to you in future if you change your signs to say "Black lives don't effing matter." How's that?
Yeah, there you go.
Because that's what it is. And I have black friends I love. These are my buds. But I hear this bullshit from this guy who has a black skin. He's not for black people. He's for power.
If you listen to the interview, it'll infuriate you, but also you'll see how bad I kick his ass.
Well, I mean, it's irritating when someone who pretends to be someone looking for truth and whatever misquotes things and says that KKK and David Duke and so on support Trump. Listen, Trump is the most non-racist president we've ever had. For anybody to say that is freaking the most ridiculous thing on earth. It is. It's disgusting. It's asinine. And they think, just like the old Russian saying, if I throw enough mud against the wall, it'll stick. No, there ain't no sticking of this mud. How's that?
Exactly. He is the least racist president we've ever had. The most racist president is, of course, Lyndon Baines Johnson, which is where I really should have gone when he started bashing Trump. I should have said, isn't Lyndon Baines Johnson the one that said, I'll pass all these welfare programs and I'll have these N-words, voting Democrat for the next 200-plus years? That's a racist for you. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what's happened, by the way. They removed a man from the house, even if he's not married. Then the kids have to join gangs in order to survive, and then they kill each other with weapons.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell do you expect?
Exactly. And remember, a leftist is always going to say that you're a racist, and there's a reason for that. Because it's the one thing that they can say that can never, ever be proven. You could walk up to a complete stranger on the street and say, excuse me, sir, but you're a racist. And that person's going to go, no, I'm not. And then you're going to go, yes, you are. They're going to say, no, you're not. No, I'm not. And then you're going to say, yeah, prove it. They can't. That's why the left does that, because they can never win an argument without pulling the race card.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on. It's my projection. Even the people that are trying to bring in here from Central South America, these people are not dumb, and they're not going to get citizenship for decades, okay? What's going to happen is when Trump comes back, the Democratic Party is dissolved. They'll be so destroyed, they'll never get back in. There'll have to be a new invented version of whatever the Democrats are in the future to ever run any elections anywhere. Look at the governor of Michigan, how she collaborated with the FBI to try to do all the things they did there. Look at the governors here in California. They're still passing extreme laws to try to persecute people.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there. I think when Trump is back in office, we ought to take a look at the platform for the Democratic Party. What do they actually stand for? What do they believe in? What does their steering committee want for America? And then we need to kind of line that up with communist movements around the world and throughout history. And if those things that they want line up with those communist movements, they should immediately be designated enemies of the state. They should immediately be designated as a terrorist organization. And therefore, we should pass a law banning that party from participating in anything in politics because they're terrorists.
I watched this young lady who escaped North Korea at 13 and escaped. Eventually came to America and went to a major university here. And she said the professors at the university, I think it was Columbia, are worse than the teachers in North Korea.
Wow.
And there's a very smart, very pretty young lady, and she's there saying, and she has the cojones. I find it interestingly, and this is really funny here, that more women have bigger intellectual cojones than guys that have no cojones in their mind. What the hell's wrong?
Yeah, we see that a lot. I mean, look at the freshman class that came in 2020. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert. Speaking of North Korea, there's a North Korean, first ever North Korean American that was born in North Korea, was raised in America, is a Republican woman, and won in Congress. She's in Congress right now.
Isn't that amazing? I'll tell you what I think it is. Women are the nurturers of civilization. The only sacred institution that God gave mankind is the family, and the center of the family is the mother. We just had Mother's Day recently, and I'm going to have Father's Day coming up, and the father's protector. I don't see too many protective fathers anymore. Very few are people like you and me are fathers.
Protector. Yep.
Right. And they, when they see danger to the family, because you can guarantee that not only the vaccine, but these programs are to terminate the ability of women to carry babies and to make sure that the family is a cyber state creating babies in laboratories. They're genetically engineered half monsters and half human, and God knows what, download your consciousness into some cyborg down the road 10 or 20 years from now. So you'll never die. They'll keep your memories alive in some machine.
Two nurturers don't work. Two
right.
protectors don't work. You have to have a nurturer and a protector.
Right.
And that's why you're going against the animal kingdom, basically, when you don't have both in the home.
Well,
and
that's what,
if
that's
you look
what
in the wild, what's the difference between us and wild animals? Wild animals that have a pack, they have what? They have a mother and a father. They have
right.
a nurturer that takes care of the little babies, and they have the father that goes out, hunts, and finds the prey, kills it, and brings it home for the food. That's just the way Mother Nature works.
You know, when you look at President Trump, if you were to grasify, this guy is a super father of the nation. When he comes back, he will be considered probably, as he returns and gets rid of the stupid idiots that he had, like I got information about Mike Pence, how he wouldn't certify when this doctor came to him about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin to make it OTC over the counter, so it'd be pennies. Instead, the son of a bitch allowed it so that they could put these vaccine programs through ACAS so they could actually get away with this dangerous, toxic vaccines. And it was Mike Pence who sent me a letter the other day wanting money. Why? Mike, go to hell. I'm not interested in your liar. He's a sneaky bugger.
I got one from Brian Kemp, of all people. I not only did I unsubscribe, but I went back and I found the thing. It said info at Brian Kemp. And I told him off. I called him every single name that I could possibly think of in a response.
Right.
I mean, I insulted his mother, his father, his kids.
I think the Rhino Republicans in many ways are worse than the Democrats because they won't even be honest about the fact that they're enemies of the state.
Yeah, what about this bald-headed prick in Michigan, Steve Johnson. Steve Johnson is supposedly, in Michigan, the head of the Ethics Committee for Election Integrity. He was on an interview, and he said to the interviewer when they asked him about the Arizona audit, he called it a joke. He called it a disaster. He called it a waste of time. Well, guess what I did last night? I gave out his phone number, and I told people to call him and call him a joke and a disaster. And if he doesn't believe in election integrity, that he should resign and put somebody else in the seat that does.
Well,
what
the thing is,
scumbag.
What happens is we have to stop swallowing the BS of the media and the fake politicians and the liocracy. How's that?
You got it.
So it's my feeling, real soon, we're going to get our father joining all these mothers now in Congress that are actually bringing things back because they're going to nurture America back to being a real nation again. Cardivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court rejected a challenge to Obamacare, the third time it has preserved the 2010 health care law. Reacting to that news on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer.
The United States Supreme Court, in a 7-2 ruling, upheld the Affordable Care Act in the face of another legal challenge. So let me say definitively, the Affordable Care Act has won. The Supreme Court has just ruled the ACA is here to stay. And now We're going to try to make it bigger and better, establish once and for all affordable health care as a basic right of every American citizen.
The nation's unemployment line grew longer last week for the first time in more than a month. The Labor Department reporting 412,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits. USA Radio News. The Feds are continuing to discuss raising interest rates.
The Federal Reserve on Wednesday considerably raised its expectations for inflation this year, meaning interest rates could rise soon. The Fed did raise its inflation expectation to 3.4%. That's a full percentage point higher than March projections. The central bank gave no indication as to when it will begin cutting back on its aggressive bond buying program. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
We now know where former President Donald Trump is planning to visit in Northeast Ohio next weekend. According to the organizers, a Save America event is to be held at the Lorain County Fairgrounds in Wellington on Saturday, June 26th.
Regardless of what happened on January 6th, those are always plans that are taken into consideration as we look at these kinds of situations. So, we just make contingency plans and put those in motion, and generally things go fairly well.
That's Wellington, Ohio Police Chief Tim Barfield. This is USA Radio News.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Earlier today, the feedback I got from Simon was that he thought that the legislature would be basically in recess, so that nothing's going to happen this summer. I disagree. The audits have already been going on for 2 or 3 months in the back room, and I have all kinds of classified sources on that with Joss, who he doesn't talk about on air. And so they've been monitoring how the audits are proceeding with their forensic auditors. And I guarantee you that this summer it's going to blow up because, you see, it really is dependent on whether the military thinks that they've got everything cleared out. Now, if you actually went under the skin of America, and I got this information yesterday from my sources, that D.C. is under martial law. Yeah. Okay, they're actually clearing out underground facilities where they've been sacrificing children for decades for satanic ceremonies under the District of Criminals, I call it. It is not an OT and never was U.S. territory since 1871. It's international territory bought for by the Vatican and the international banks out of the banks in Britain under the Queen of England and the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. People need to grasp our so-called capital is an international city, just like Vatican City and Canary Square in London. These are not under the control of the United Nations or any other organization. They're under the control of the Druidic Council of 12 and the Pindar. They control the bank. The world religious systems have invaded every religion on earth, including Mormonism, Catholicism, Christianity, etc. And they're ready to literally get rid of God and turn the human race into cyborgs with the vaccines that are not only going to destroy fertility, so there's no more families, but kill most of the population, so they reduce this 90%, and they're going to turn us just like Dr. Made talks about. She has another video that Simon sent to me. And I can go much further than what she did. She talks about, you know, biosensors and stuff. Look, I was exposed to this stuff when she was 5 years old in kindergarten, okay?
Yes.
I'm with the top expert in the world on brain interface technology. In fact, when Dr. Tortolot interviewed me, he said to me specifically, I have the highest IQ of any candidate they'd ever had to work with their World MS Tissue Brain Bank Electron Microscopy Lab, and the most talented to be able to solve the problems they had, because they already had a magnetronic helmet cooled with liquid nitrogen to convert thoughts of the cortex of a pilot in an F-14 fighter monitoring and tracking eye movements to be able to fly the jet by thought, and they want to make a cyborg super soldier swarm with magnetronic helmets so they can actually make a super soldier swarm of females. It was an actinomycin inserted into them to make them 12 times stronger, give them super sight and other super capacities, which they're trying to do at the lab now. They moved from American labs in the lab in Milano, Italy, to China. That's why they have a quarter million bioreactors creating fetuses for their friggin' experiments. There's also experiments going on in classified facilities, not only in the United States, but underground in Mexico. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't.
And a lot of the monstrosities that are getting out of them are escaping the friggin' lab because they're creating monstrosities while they're screwing around with human and animal genetics. They've even, from my classified sources, developed a thing called a Human-Z, which is a part human, part chimpanzee, super warrior. Okay? Now, if you don't think that they actually want to transition to humanity 2.0 and actually destroy the human race and make sure we can't even have our own children or families anymore, you're a delusional freaking idiot. And you need to shut the hell up. And if you don't agree, I'll show you enough evidence and put a fire hose of information in your mouth and blow your brains up. I'm not interested in just dialoguing with people. I'm interested in intellectually beating you up if you disagree. Because I want you to understand, we're at the end of the road now. They're doing this now. When I prophesied this back in the 90s, 1999, with the Prophecy Club, and the mid-90s when I worked 27 years ago as a top Bob Top secret agent working on the Gedelt project and these other projects, this is not Deagle being autistic or psychotic. It's you being a freaking idiot and not wanting to expose the fact that these satanic devils are ready to destroy the human race. And it's happening as we speak. It's almost like when somebody takes a saw and starts to cut off your lower leg. You got to understand when you're bleeding and you're screaming, the leg is coming off. And they're already doing the sawing. This is not open to opinion anymore. When you see the deaths due to all these things and they're ignoring it, they're ignoring it because they have an agenda. It's not to stop the coronavirus. It's to transform the human race, to kill most of us and turn the remaining ones into sterile cyborgs. And if you disagree, I'm going to beat you up. Now, I don't have anybody with enough intellectual or whatever balls to call into my show and disagree, because if they do, it's going to leave a mark because I'm a vicious monster when you try to disagree with me and you don't have facts. You know? Even Josh is relatively nice compared to Deagle. I am not nice. There's not a nice molecule in my body because you're putting yourself and the rest of the human race in danger. You say, well, I'll just take the vaccine because my relatives are taking it. You're a friggin' idiot. If I don't rescue you, you're going to die in the next 3 years of some horrifying medical complication. But if I rescue you, I can get you rescued. Like, even when I watched this video today, the doctor reminded me, said, well, we don't really know if we can rescue them. Why didn't you refer to Dr. Deagle? She knows me. I've talked to her about the fact you even have labs. They can measure the oxidative markers of organic acids in your mitochondria and imaging study analysis to make sure image A, B, and C are standardized. They don't want to reference Deagle. You know why? They don't want any credit going back to Deagle now. Even though I got this project at great physical danger and financial danger and time to do the EDUCAP project, and now I have billionaire investors want to expand to the entire planet. They're going to freaking show respect shortly. My days of riding under danger Deagle being spat upon by my colleagues or the public are freaking over. They're over. Your comments?
They definitely are over, Dr. Deagle. And these women who have been so selfish and trying to promote themselves at the expense of keeping your precious information away from the public is criminal.
I see a dialogue you had the other day with Dr. Betty Martini. She says in serious medical problems herself, if people don't listen to me, they suffer. And it's not because I'm an arrogant character. I have talents in medicine and science that are superhuman. Not because I'm a wonderful guy, but I'm an obedient guy to the Most High God. And he's given me these talents to say, I'm going to take this little dead baby 70 years ago, and I'm going to resurrect a sorry carcass. And I'm going to resurrect him again when he's 8 years of age and he bleeds to death. And I'm going to send him back from heaven, and I'm going to say, he loves me so much, he's going to do my will. And I'm going to tell him that if he does evil, I'll crush him and destroy him for eternity. And he says he loves me so much, he'll go back anyway. And I bless him and say, I'm sending you back. Now, I didn't know this until when I was attacked at 14 by a priest in the vestment room. I didn't know this when I saw all the horrifying things happening which were out of my previous lives. But you have to understand, I've been through this specifically to make me hardened up for the time right now. And I love my human race brothers and sisters of all skin colors. I love the Creator God. And I'm going to do this not to get wealthy, but to develop power that can be used for the good of the human race, to bring all those nurturing women that are literally fighting these maniacs, and bring forth the men to make some grow some intellectual cojones. Stop being wimps, okay? Stop pretending you're a pseudo-intellectual when you don't debate Deagle. If you debate me, I'm going to chew up and spit out the bones.
Dr. Deagle, I'm going to be having a debate.
No, that's a debate. You see, no, let's stop. You know, the problem is they don't want a debate. They don't even want to be on their show. Mike Adams and Alex Jones will not bring me on their show, and I've tried many, many times, even Fox News and Newsmax. I figured out a number. If I call Chris Salcedo's show in the morning at 3, 7 to 9 Central Time, or Chris X Radio from Monday to Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m., I can talk to them. I did talk on the Chris X Radio the other day. You know what he did? After I did my discussion, he cut me off, and he named it on his little rant, trying to see if he could counter what I said, and he didn't have enough time to counter it. These people are controlled opposition. Even in Newsmax and these other places, they don't want the whole truth. I'm not going to filter it down to make it nice and smooth and smushy. I'm going to tell them the whole ugly truth that I got both as classified sources and supernatural and scientific. You can verify. Even if I was dead, if I give you the references, you can read the friggin' papers of the origin of the virus. You can read the information about the gene clade analysis. So when morons like two of the people on Batar's conference last week said there were no virus, I want to bitch slap these people into hell. I'm sick and tired of stunnedness being pretend that they're actually PhDs or they want a dialogue. No, they don't want a dialogue with Deagle. They want to see if they can hunt Deagle to shut me off like this guy did, Chris X Radio, after I did my dissertation. He cut me off and went off on a rant. They don't want to have a dialogue. If they want a dialogue, he wouldn't cut my mic off like that guy cut off Josh's mic. They don't want a dialogue. That's a pile of crap. They want a dialogue? I'm the most dangerous witness in court or out of court, and I have no fear of talking to anybody, right up to the president or the leader of the United Nations. They want to deal with Deagle? I don't even one little quiver of nervousness about it. They got to face the full force of Deagle. How's that? They don't want it. You want to see if they can try it? You go out there and email people. Email all the people you want. Radio shows, TV shows, networks. I'll talk to them anytime, anywhere. I don't want 1 cent for it. I'm not promoting a book. I'm just telling them the truth. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to dialogue. Period. Got it? Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order. Or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical. Friday is the firing line where we take your...
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Then I would use whatever climate weapons we have when Russia is second behind us to affect our weather to cause massive crop failures. And the third thing I do is I scare the hell out of people realizing that we're going to show evidence that they're actually going to start invading the Baltic republics and Ukraine, and to hell with us and our three carrier groups that are there. Now, do you think really Joe Biden is going to follow up on these three carrier groups going to the Black Sea when he's giving over the pipeline all the way from Russia to Germany? He's going to fool like a deck of kids and a bunch of cards, with kids playing with cards and a game in their back garden. Biden is the most weak-kneed idiot trying to pretend he... You know what he won when he won the contest with Putin? He won the ice cream eating contest. That's the only contest he won. He did not win a debate. He didn't win anything from Russia. He didn't admit a capitulation about no more nuclear weapons to North Korea or Iran, or good knows what other nations have got nuclear weapons from them, including not only Venezuela. His entire division down there supporting the nuclear missile systems in La Archila Island and tons of Russian nuclear submarines tunneling in the sidewalls of the Orinoco River. We've been trying to get a hold of Trump for 4.5 years. What we're dealing with right now is not a normal political situation. It's geopolitical and military. The military in control now, not politicians. People think otherwise because they see the public stuff about the media and all the liocracy. It's the military in control, and when they see the inevitability of what's going to happen this summer and the potential for the collapse of America, the military will realize they're the first ones that are going to die if they have a massive invasion. I've got pictures of Chinese female military, probably super soldiers, in downtown Vancouver and up in Prince Rupert, and in Mexico, the actual pictures of them marching around getting ready to invade. And if you don't think they're going to have drones and weapons and all kinds of stuff, exotic stuff, they are not dummies, and they've been copying stuff and stealing technology for us for decades. And the only reason why they don't attack is because if they had a strong president like Trump, the response would be so violent they wouldn't dare touch him. The reason why they don't touch him is like Trump is able, with the art of the deal, to scare the crap out of these guys so they don't know what Trump will do next to them. And we have very advanced weapons already centuries ahead of our enemies. But Biden won't use them. He's going to stoop and send your carrier groups to piss off the Russians that are going to invade Ukraine anyway. If you think they're going to take Russian territory where 95% of the people are Russian, you're delusional. Kiev used to be the capital of Mother Russia. Now, go ahead.
Mr. Spring, may I ask you, are you aware of Turkey ever granting permission for an aircraft carrier of any nation in the last 70 years to go through the Bosphorus Straits?
Well, nothing surprising. Turkey is playing games on both sides. He asked not only the Americans to give them nuclear codes over a year and a half ago, was from Trump. He's asked the Russians to give them nuclear weapons and also advanced aircraft and other guns. They're buying weapons from Russia right now, in violation of being a part of the NATO agreement. They've been part of NATO since the 50s. What are your comments, John? Go ahead.
Okay. Again, Simon, your phone broke up a little bit. Could you repeat the question once more?
The question was, since Turkey has had control of the Bosphorus and Dardanelles Straits,
yes,
the Montreux Treaty of 1936, are you aware of them ever granting permission from an aircraft carrier of any country to transit those straits into the Black Sea?
Well, I'm certainly aware of the Russian aircraft carrier passing through the Bosphorus Strait to their naval base in Syria. And
well, Biden just did it, by the way, and they're on their way in, they're into the going of the Black Sea now. And Turkey knows that they've got they're basically playing both sides in this game.
Yes.
Which is really suicidal, because the guy that...
If I may finish my answer, Dr. Deagle.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm also aware that many U.S. naval ships have passed through the Bosphorus Strait,
of course,
into the Black Sea from the Mediterranean, through the Dardanelles and Bosphorus Straits. And whether or not there was a carrier amongst them, I'm not certain.
I've seen the pictures of them. I have a picture this morning. Three of our largest carrier groups have been through the Dardanelles or in the Black Sea today. Today. Okay? I have the pictures. So you got to understand here.
I want to check
it's
that.
Not. No, I have the pictures. Okay, it's not speculation. Let me explain. I have regular and classified supernatural sources on this. I have the actual pictures. So here's what's happening. Biden is out of his freaking mind because the Russians are like the red-haired Vikings in the East. They don't always use common sense and logic. Luckily, they have enough logic. They don't try to launch. But guess what? It wasn't for supernatural and galactic intervention in our space race and our nuclear wars. That fused their silo doors or knocked their weapons up before they arrived in America from space, from our allies in space, okay, the Galactic Federation, we would have blown ourselves to bits decades ago. We had international and galactic intervention to stop us from destroying ourselves many, many times. The director of Space Command, Colonel Lynn Wells, my best bud back in the mid-90s, showed me particular evidence of it when I worked at NORAD and the Gedelt Project, and I saw the evidence face to face. That you'll never see. It's classified information. But I can tell you right now, people don't understand without God's intervention, including the galactic intervention, we would have blown ourselves to bits decades ago. All right? Now, you might not want to believe that. You think, well, I'm an autistic. How long have you been autistic, Deagle, like the talk junkies? Go to hell. What's going on here? I know information that none of you people know, including you, John, and you, Simon. And you got to understand when I tell you this stuff, the people in control right now, against the New World Order is the U.S. military, and they have weapons that nobody else in the world has hundreds of years ahead. And they're assuming that Joe Biden's in control. Joe Biden can't control his own bowel movements, let alone the world. And the fact you put the ships there, God knows what the hell our military are doing, agreeing to put the ships through the Dardanelles Straits to get them there, maybe they just want to say, you know, this guy's going to show play, but guess what, he'll cave. He's not going to do anything to, quote, stop the Ukrainians being taken back by Russia or the Bosphorus and these other places, you know, the other, you know, republics that are part of the former Soviet Union. Putin's laughing his freaking head off at Biden. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, I believe the maximum tonnage allowed under the Montreux Treaty through the Bosphorus Straits is 45,000 tons, and a Nimitz-class U.S. Navy aircraft carrier displaces 105,000 tons. So
they don't need a large aircraft carrier. The smaller ones that have tons of weapons on them can have long-range missiles, anti-missile systems, drones. They can have aircraft launched off them. They do not need a giant aircraft carrier to go through the Dardanelles. And most of them, by the way, are not there. They're in the Mediterranean. They don't need to go through the Dardanelles. They can be situated in the eastern Mediterranean near, you know, Italy. And they can do just as much damage to the former Soviet Union from there as being parked in the Dardanelles in the Black Sea. All right?
Now, I have a question for clarification. Has Biden currently at this time, are there any U.S. carriers in the Black Sea?
Yes, three.
Oh, that's ludicrous.
Yeah, I know. I got to look at it this morning. I thought, oh, my God. I had an OMG moment. I'm thinking, look, oh, my God. So I got to tell you, the fact that this is going on at the same time he went to the G7 and this other meetings with Putin, Putin must be laughing his head off. It's like, you know, he doesn't take Biden seriously. Now, he did lose the ice cream eating contest, but that's it. Putin didn't lose anything else. So here's what's going to happen this summer. Number one, our military are going to pull and do an ours first Bidenectomy and hamelectomy. That's why when you look at her, she's laughing. She laughs like a psychotic hyena. She doesn't laugh like a normal funny person. The way she laughs is like you should take her laugh line and put it into some kind of movie script. She could make money on the laugh line. She doesn't talk like a normal person. She talks like somebody who's a little psychotic. There's something really wrong with Kamala Harris, which is why most people that know her don't trust her, don't want to ally with her, and don't want to support her. That's why the Democratic Party wouldn't want her to deport her. Somehow she got in there because with her husband involved with deals with the Communist Chinese, they appointed her as the next one to come up. And Biden won't be president next year. It'll be Kamala if she's here. So, in other words, if we don't remove Biden by the end of this year, Kamala will be our president, laughing hyena, princess of darkness, next year. It won't be Biden. How's that? Scary? You think Biden's bad being demented? Imagine the laughing hyena from hell. Pretty funny, hey?
Well, it won't be funny if that comes to pass. I think what we'll...
Oh, I guarantee you that Biden's not capable. The way he's deteriorating, he won't be president by this time next year. Kamala will move in after the fall and winter, after the disasters of strike and he can't cope with them. And they'll say, I'm sorry, your president's deteriorated. We're going to put in this real sharp lady who's got a very good laugh. She's your president. She'll laugh you all the way to the grave. How's that? Pass laws that make sure that you're racist against only white people. Force vaccinate you. If you disagree with them, you get put in civil detention. They grab all your guns. They'll let the crime go on and get rid of the police. Have a nice day. Her laugh, I can't even reproduce it. It's so scary and weird. That's what you're facing, people. And the military aren't going to put up with it. I guarantee it's not the politicians. We're moving to a state where the military is going to have to yank their cord this summer.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.